cannabis is set to be made available on prescription in the South for MS sufferers. The Republic's Department of Health has said it will introduce regulations for authorised cannabis-based medical products to be used by patients. And MS groups are campaigning for the same move here. But smoking cannabis would remain firmly banned as a result of any legal change. Would cannabis in pills bring us a step closer to legalising cannabis altogether? Well, the commentators Eamon McCann and David Vance have opposing views on this. Morning to Eamon.
Good morning.
Good morning. Morning, David.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning. What do you think, Eamon?
Well, I am in favour, sort of, as a matter of principle, that I am in favour of the legalisation of cannabis. I think that that argument has been won long ago. I think that the law against cannabis is immoral in practice. It's unworkable. It's immoral in principle. It's unworkable in practice. Cannabis is a relatively, I say relatively, all these things are relative, sort of a relatively harmless drug generally. Certainly more harmless than alcohol. Certainly more harmless than tobacco. And the fact that cannabis is illegal means that if the people want to obtain it, they have to go into a murky territory outside the law, sort of where nobody can be 100% certain what they're actually getting, and where they may well come into contact with other people who operate sort of in that twilight world, sort of selling perhaps other things that the composition of which nobody can be quite sure.
David?
Well, can we deal, first of all, with the medical aspect before we go into the social aspect, Stephen? And, I mean, naturally, I think all of us would want to see anyone suffering from debilitating diseases such as MS, you know, enjoy as much comfort as absolutely possible. That's a given. But we also need to recognise that just because the Irish health system introduces a new drug, there's nothing to say that we have to follow. I do remember that in the South, if you want a prescription, then it costs. And you see the uproar here when Poots suggests that even a slight charge to our free prescription regime be introduced. The medication Stephen introduced in the Republic, Sativex, is also a very expensive medication. I believe it costs up to $11,000 a year. So I'm wondering, where would the cash come from to pay for that? Were we to introduce it here? And because we live in the real world, where there's a limited healthcare budget, if we did introduce this, which medications would be cut and who would suffer? The London School of Medicine, Stephen, suggests that Sativex is not cost-effective, and that's probably a very good reason to be cautious. Now, just then, to jump very quickly, if I may, into what Eamon said about the relative, I think he described it, the relative harmlessness of cannabis. I was reading in the paper about a young chap called Matthew Leahy, a bright young boy who's excelled at maths and science. He started smoking cannabis, that harmless drug. He began having hallucinations. He became paranoid. He became violent. He started speaking of suicide. His mum and dad put him into hospital, and he hanged himself. That's harmless, is it, Eamon? I suggest that it's a
Well, let's let Eamon respond.
Oh, of course that's not harmless. And that would say, if you look at all the literature, you'll see it in relation to cannabis as in relation to almost any other drug which has a mind-altering effect, that people who start taking it very young are most at risk. And let me say, sort of, I did say relative. And it's my own view, I mean, that almost any substance, well, any substance sort of that you use to, I mean, suck smoke into your lungs is not really doing you any good from the point of view, for example, of your of the health of your lungs. Of course that is true. Sort of, but the fact is, that if you look at the statistics for Northern Ireland, for example, you will see sort of that when they enumerate, when they calculate the number of deaths every year from a whole range of drugs, you will find cannabis right at the bottom. Most years, the figure for cannabis is no.
It's hardly a health regime. I mean, it's not really a health regime, is it? I mean, researchers also...
I'm saying it's a health regime.
Yeah, well, let's cut to the chase in this one, and that is that cannabis users, for example, are six times more likely to develop schizophrenia than those who don't engage. The British...
Come on. I mean, sir, that's been talked about all the time. I mean, sort of these sort of phony figures, there's absolutely none. And I say to listeners, it's not that there's a difference here in interpretation of the figures. That is flatly untrue. There is no demonstrable or demonstrated connection.
I'm afraid, Eamon.
The things that you say. And I really think that if we're going to have an adult conversation, it's very difficult to have an adult conversation about drugs anyway in this society or in most societies, we really should stick to the facts.
It's very
mentioned
difficult.
One young hanging himself, one death.
Okay. David Vance, where's your source for those figures? What is your source?
The British Lung Foundation, let's quote them as a source, Stephen, said that smoking 3 joints of cannabis a day causes the same damage to the air passages as a pack of 20 cigarettes. And look at the damage tobacco causes.
Yeah, but the whole point is tobacco's legal.
Yes, and therefore, in the light of the fact that the serious damage we know that tobacco causes, why on earth would we cause legalise something 20 times more dangerous? And these are facts. The British Medical Journal, for example, Stephen, if you want to get more facts, suggests that cannabis is a major contributor to UK deaths. There's around about 30,000 people die a year amongst the 3.2 million cannabis smokers, which is so harmless as
Eamon suggests. Absolute nonsense.
Okay, why do you say nonsense, Eamon?
It's not just wrong, it's wicked. It is wicked for people to go around and spread myths about this or about anything else. It's a controversial subject. It does affect, it goes to the health of people and particularly of young people. And to start throwing out these nonsensical facts, here's a fact. The number of people on this island whose deaths at postmortems were attributed by the medical authorities to cannabis last year, do you know what it is?
I know what the British Medical
Journal says. No, I'm asking a specific question.
And I answer.
If you look at the post-mortem results, Northern Ireland, Southern Ireland, and indeed sort of in almost any other place, look at them for last year, the year before that. Medical people, when they look at a death and examine a body, when there's a post-mortem, number attributed to the use of cannabis, nil.
British Medical Journal, 30,000. Get your...
That is just nonsense. That is absolute nonsense. What day are they saying... That people may use cannabis and may sort of course, they will die, and you can sort of speculate sort of on sort of the overlap of the correlation between all these things. The key lies in whether you can say that a particular death is due to cannabis. And incidentally,
well, people die of death
about schizophrenia and so on is nonsensical as well. Another reason. Can you show that there is a causal connection between these things?
Okay.
There's a causal connection between cannabis.
Go ahead, David Vance.
Cancer and cigarettes.
David Vance.
You can't do it.
Eamon, it's difficult to have a conversation if you just keep talking over me. The British Lung Foundation, I've quoted at you. The British Medical Journal, I've quoted at you. These are scientific facts. I appreciate they don't accommodate your argument, but that doesn't dispute the fact that they are facts. And the further facts are that cannabis also causes cancer, lung diseases, abnormalities. It's a very dangerous thing that you're wishing for. And whilst I respect your right to have an opinion on it, you know, you should really, I think, be broad-minded enough to accept that there is substantial scientific and medical opposition to the legalization of cannabis. And in my opinion, for very good reason.
Okay. Well,
there's opposition to it, certainly, but there is not opposition to it for very good reasons. And if we look at the situation around the world, for example, cannabis has been legalized in Portugal. Now, let listeners ask themselves this. How many people knew that? Been legalized in Portugal now for a decade. How many people knew that? Hardly anybody will know it because you know why? Because nothing disastrous happened. Has the sky fallen in Portugal? Have crime figures rocketed? Has there been sort of a terrible effect on people's health? Go to, anybody wants a real source in this, let's go to people who have experience, not people who are speculating. Go, for example, here's something that the Nolan Show could do. Go to the Department of Health and the Department of Law in Portugal. Ask them, how's that experiment working out? Have people gone berserk? What are health costs like? What are your death rates like for the various quintiles of the population? Ask them that. Ask the same sort of in Colorado, we've now got a cannabis legalized. So people know what they're using. And the taxes that are put on cannabis are actually ring-fenced in Colorado to be used for the repair of the educational system. Nobody's benefiting.
Okay, here's David on the line. Morning, David. Go ahead.
Morning. I just want to make a point. Cannabis should be legalized, full stop, because you can make, if it's controlled by government can regulate it, send a tax on it, and that means that the people can pay for it, and that money can be used to fund like proper treatment for cancer and so on and so on. But on that note, I smoke it myself. Now, people say it's bad for you for this and all that there. It's nonsense, because to me, it helps me to get about, do day and day things. And also, on this note, cannabis is not a drug. It's a plant. So
It is a drug.
It should be. It's a plant.
Cannabis.
It's a plant.
THC. THC is a neurotoxin. Neurotoxins damage and impair the nerve tissue. I'm afraid that's another one of these awkward scientific facts.
You can grow it and look at Holland, for example. There's no crime in Holland.
Healthy, make it healthy.
I mean, your caller's absolutely right there. You know, what people say is that it would be a terrible thing for health, it'd be a terrible thing for social stability and all the rest of it if cannabis was legalized. Why don't they look at the places where it has been legalized? Many of us have been to Holland, to Amsterdam, where cannabis can be smoked freely. As I say, it's legalized in Portugal. There's been no great kerfuffle. There's hardly a news story about that. There's been a number of states in the United States. I think it's 25 states now where sort of cannabis for medical uses have been legalized, and cannabis for general use has been legalized.
Really interesting stuff, guys. And unfortunately, we're out of time. But David Vance and Eamon, thank you very much indeed.